请姐妹请起立，我们继续敬拜。
Let us rise and continue to worship.
让我们来一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
我们不会疲倦唱这首诗歌。
We're never, never weary of the grand old song.
神的儿女有权利大喊并大唱。
For the children of God have the right to shout and sing.
我们的歌是唱给神听的。
We sing the song to our Lord.
因为神的爱不改变。
For his love will never change.
神配得我们大喊并大唱。
God is worthy of our shouting and singing.
荣耀归神。
Glory be to God.
我们不会疲倦，不唱这首旧诗唱，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。我们声浪依旧，信心比前更坚强，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。神的儿女有权利可以大喊并大唱，因为前途更光明，我们欢乐是飞翔，不救我们到天上，就要朝见我君王，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。我们今生在那救赎大爱喜乐中，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。我们心中乐极犹如朝此上高空，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。神的儿女有权利可以大喊并大唱，因为前途更光明，我们欢乐是飞翔，不救我们到天上，就要朝见我君王，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。我们所去之地乃是荆棘所建造，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。那里我们可见所有的光耀，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。神的儿女有权利可以大喊并大唱，因为前途更光明，我们欢乐是飞翔，不救我们到天上，就要朝见我君王，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。
神的儿女
有权利可以大喊并大唱，因为前途更光明，我们欢乐是飞翔，不救我们到天上，就要朝见我君王，荣耀归神，哈利路亚。
几周前啊，史弟兄的讯息。
A few weeks ago, the message from Brother Z.
摩西他的经历诗。
The hymn written by Moses.
啊，他说到，住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下。
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide by the shadow of the Almighty.
他也提醒我们。我们已经住在主里面。
He reminds us that we are already in the Lord.
但是我们的天然生命常叫我们出去。
But our natural life often calls us to go out.
啊，周五我们在交通的时候，啊，弟兄也提醒我们。
Friday night when we shared, our brother reminded us.
教会就是神的至圣所。
The church is the holy place, the holy of holies.
神的光要照在教会里。
God's light will shine in the church.
我们若是要享受神的大爱。
If we want to enjoy the great love of God.
想要得着主在群体里面的光照。
We want to gain the enlightenment in the group.
我们就彼此鼓励，我们不要离开。
Let us encourage one another to not depart.
Lord, I come to you. Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed, renewed, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I come to know the weaknesses I see.
And as I wait. resurrection lighting, and I will serve with you. You believe in me on by the power of your love, and I will serve with you. You believe in me on by the power of your love.
Lord, we need your love.
在你的爱中，我们的心愿意来降服。
Our hearts surrender in your love.
下面这首诗歌，在过去一个礼拜，我经常在唱。
I've been singing this hymn often in the past week.
也是我们共同需要的一首诗歌。
And I believe this is a hymn we all need.
我时刻需要你。
I need thee every hour.
无论是我跟小家的弟兄姐妹唱。
Whether I sing with the small family members,
还是我跟我们的青少年唱,
or with the young adults,
我发现这真是一首给我们每一个人的诗歌。
I think this is a hymn for everyone.
愿它来帮助我们。
May it help us.
让我们从繁忙追赶里面,
from the our busy and chaotic
来安静下来,
world to quiet down.
向主说, 主我们需要你。
To say to the Lord, I need thee.
我们时刻需要你。
I need thee every hour.
主，我们现在需要你。
We need you now, Lord.
要你需要你，不是不需要你，切切求主之能力过来救你。
主，我们现在就需要你。
Lord, we need you now.
主，我们说我们的心中有空处为你。
We say that there's a space in our hearts for you.
你是爱我们的救主。
You are the Lord who loves us.
你是全能的救主。
You are the Almighty God.
只有你是我们所有问题的答案。
You alone are the answer to all our questioning.
只有你是医治，是拯救，是慈爱，是公义。
You alone are the healer, the provider.
主，今天无论我们在什么样的光景里面，
whatever circumstances we are in,
我们在人生的哪一个阶段，
whatever stage we're in life,
主，现在我们就需要你。
We need you now, Lord.
愿你向你的教会说话。
May you speak to your church.
愿你祝福我们。
May you bless us.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
谢谢主耶稣。
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.
我们感谢主，神离我们不远。
We thank the Lord, God is not far from us.
神来到我们当中，我们随时都可以来靠近他。
God has come to our midst, and we can draw near to him anytime.
什么时候我们觉得有缺乏？
Whenever we realize we're in lack.
我们随时都可以来靠近他。
Anytime we can draw near to him.
两周前我们说过，今年夏天我们一起来学习怎么住在至高者的隐秘处。
2 weeks ago we said that this summer we will learn how to, we'll try to learn how to dwell in the secret place of the Most High.
好让我们真的能够享受在全能者的印下生活。
So we can enjoy abiding under the shadow of the Almighty.
目前我是想用六个主日我们来交通这个题目。
For now, I was considering using 6 weeks to share this topic.
过去的主日和今天我们来认识住在基督里是神向着我们的心意。
Last Sunday and today, we learned that abiding in Christ is God's will for us.
也是他的旨意。
And it's his will.
接着我们再用两个主日我们来学习怎么住在基督里。
And we'll spend 2 more Sundays learning how to abide in Christ.
最后我们再用两个主日我们来交通当我们学习住在基督里的时候。
And the final 2 more Sundays we will communicate on as we abide in the Lord.
我们能够享受到的祝福。
The blessings we can enjoy.
当我们一同学习的时候，我们就容易学会。
As we learn together, it's easier for us to learn.
这就是上周五我们晚上我们所说的神赐给我们的团体的恩典。
And this is what we talked about the past Friday night, that the grace God bestowed on the community.
当我们一起交通的时候，我们的收获就会丰富。
As we learn together, our gains will be more abundant.
并且我们的经历会 就会成为以后的弟兄为以后的弟兄姐妹开一个平坦的路。
And our experience will open a smooth and easier path for the future brothers and sisters.
一个容易走的路。
An easier way to walk on.
这就是神家的奇妙。
And that is the wonder of the God's house.
在这段时间里面如果我们看见还要增加一些题目或者删减一些题目我们就很自由的改变。
But if the Lord shows us that we need to add or subtract some items, then we will be free to make the change.
上次我们也说过，圣经中说到“住”这个字的时候，它有三层的意思。
Last time when we shared on the word dwelling, there are 3 levels of understanding.
每一个层次，主也用一个呼召来带领我们进入。
And God calls us to enter into the different levels.
首先呢，住说到一个境界。
First of all, dwelling is a state; it's a realm.
像我们常问你住在哪里
？Like we often ask, where do you live?
主呼召我们要离开原来的地方，来到神的境界。
God calls us to depart from where we dwell in to come into God's realm.
当主耶稣来到世上的时候，他向所有流离痛苦没有安息的人发出一个呼召。
When the Lord Jesus came to the world, he made a call to those who are displaced, distressed, and restless.
到我这里来，到耶稣这里来。
Come to me, come to Jesus.
不仅我们起初信主的时候，我们要到主那里去。
Not only do we need to come to the Lord when we just believe in him.
在以后的日子，我们还需要不断地回到神那里。
In the days following, we need to continuously coming to God.
其实我们是比较喜欢神来到我这里。
We usually prefer that God comes to us.
来到我的问题里面。
Come into my problems.
来到我的环境里面。
Come into my circumstances.
来到我的不安心里面。
Come into my unrest.
主会来，主也肯来。
God does and God will.
但是若是我们一直停留在主来到我的环境里面。
But if we stay in this stage,God come into my circumstances.
我们的安息非常的短暂。
Our rest is very temporary.
我们对主的认识也不会丰富。
Our understanding of the Lord will not be abundant.
我们的生命也因此不容易刚强，不容易丰富。
And our life will not be strong, will not be abundant.
主说，到我这里来得安息。
The Lord said, come to me and find rest.
在忧愁、痛苦跟危险四面环绕我们的时候，
When surrounded by sorrow, pain and danger,
主说不要留在这个环境里面。
God says, do not stay in those circumstances.
到个比我还要高的地方，
Come to a higher ground.
到个比这个世界还要高的地方来得安息。
Come and find rest above the world.
我们学习到主那里去得安息。
Let us learn to go to the world to find rest.
到神那里以后，接着有第二个层次的住。
There's a second level of abiding.
对，那个英文叫做 abide.
In English, the word is abide.
同住。
To dwell together.
与主和谐的同住。
In harmony, dwell with the Lord.
主对门徒说，来跟随我，负我的轭，学我的样式，你们就必得安息。
The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, Come and follow me, take my yoke upon you, and learn from me, and you will find rest.
这是第二个层次。
This is the second level.
不仅到主这里来，还要学习与主同住。
Not only come to the Lord, but also learn to dwell with him.
住在神的境界，我们就遵守神的律。
Dwell in God's realm, we follow God's law.
他是主。
He is the Lord.
所以我们要有一个顺服学习的态度来与主同住。
With a submissive and obedient attitude, we dwell with him.
到了约翰福音，主要离开这个世界的前一夜。
In the Gospel of John, the night before the Lord left the world.
主耶稣说了一个门徒们当时不能够明白的话。
The Lord said something the disciples could not understand.
这时候主说到住，他是说住在里面。
The Lord said to abide, it means to abide in the Lord.
住在主的里面，成为主的一部分。
Abide in the Lord to be a part of him.
永远不再分离。
And no longer be separated.
当我们真的要学习做门徒，要跟随主，与主同住的时候。
When we really want to learn to be disciples, to follow the Lord and to live with him.
我们真的就会发现我们非常非常的需要最后一个住的意义。
And we'll realize we really need the last meaning of dwelling.
我上次曾经和你们说过，我一直认为内住是一个非常非常高的一个境界。
I shared with you last time, I thought that indwelling is a very high realm.
我不可能达到的一个境界。
A realm I will never reach.
现在我知道其实这是错误的思想。
Although I knew that was a wrong idea,
事实上我相信很多人都跟我 有一样的错误思想。
I believe many of you can identify with me.
这样的错误思想就开始一个恶性的循环。
If we start with this wrong idea, then we begin a bad cycle.
使我们基督徒的生命的软弱跟贫穷。
So that we are content, causes to be poor and in our spiritual life.
事实上我们住在基督里应该是一个开始。
Actually, abiding in Christ should be a beginning.
也是结束。
And it's also the end.
若不是我们住在基督里，
If we do not abide in Christ,
我们做不到我们跟主同住。
We cannot live with him.
我也不，当我们要回头的时候，我们也回不来。
Even if we want to return, we are unable to.
若不是我们先学习住在基督里。
If we don't first learn to abide in him,
我们就不知道什么是基督曾住在我的里面。
We will not understand what it means for Christ to live in me.
这只是一个知识上的知道而已。
If you do, that's just a knowledge in the head.
可在我们生命里面，我们不容易经历。
It's hard for us to experience in our life.
我们没有实际。
Because we don't have the reality of it.
住在里面始终都是神的心意。
Indwelling has always been God's intention.
神的旨意也必定要完成这件事。
And God's will be fulfilled.
起初神创造亚当夏娃的时候，
In the beginning when God created Adam and Eve,
神将自己的形象跟样式照着自己的形象跟样式造了亚当跟夏娃。
God created them in his own image and likeness.
就是盼望他们能够拣选和神不断的有交通。
His hope was that they would choose to continue to communicate with God continuously.
能够跟神有能够跟神联合。
And to be united with God.
神将他们放在伊甸园中。
God placed them in the Garden of Eden.
就是要他们按照神的吩咐住在伊甸园中。
Which is for them to live according to God's command.
但我们知道撒旦引诱他们不遵守神的吩咐。
But Satan tempted them for them to not obey God.
人成为和神对立的人。
And people became people who opposed God.
我们向神独立了。
And independent of God.
我们自己可以做决定。
We decided we can make our own decisions.
原本神和人之间的关系就断了。
And the relationship between God and man was severed.
直到出埃及记。
Until Exodus.
神将他的百姓带出埃及。
God brought his people out of Egypt.
过了红海。
And they crossed the Red Sea.
在旷野道路中神就颁布了律法。
And on the road in the wilderness, God sent down the law.
神告诉摩西，要百姓为他盖一个居所。
And God told Moses to build a dwelling place for God.
好让神能够再住在百姓当中。
So that God again can dwell among the people.
再一次我们看到神仍旧愿意住在百姓当中跟我们同住。
Again, we see God is willing to dwell with us.
到了新约，神自己取了人的样式来到我们当中。
In the New Testament, God himself took on the form of a man and come among us.
当他要离开这个世界的时候，主耶稣就宣布一个神和人要进入一个新的关系。
When he was about to depart from the world, he announced that God and man would enter a new relationship.
一个新的境界。
A new realm.
神跟人不再分离。
That man and God will never separate.
主耶稣说他要为我们预备一个住处。
The Lord Jesus said he will prepare a place for us.
预备好了就要来接我们到他那里。
And when it was ready, he will come and take us to him.
所以他在哪里，我们也在哪里。
So where he was, we would be also.
到了最后我们前不久读了启示录。
Finally, to the book of Revelation.
神的旨意完成了。
When God's will is fulfilled.
一个新耶路撒冷城就从天而降。
A new Jerusalem city comes down from heaven.
他说看啊，神的帐幕在人间。
And behold, the dwelling of God is with men.
神永远与人同住。
And he will live with them.
跟当时门徒一样。
Just like the disciples back then,
我们实在不明白怎么样能够住在主里面。
We truly do not understand how to abide in the Lord.
主耶稣用当时非常普遍的葡萄树来说到这件事。
The Lord Jesus used a grapevine, which is very common at that time, to explain it.
保罗进一步用橄榄树来说明。
And Paul took it further to explain it with the olive tree.
我自己是这样想，我想其实任何果树都一样。
And in my own opinion, I think it applies to every fruit tree.
今天早上我们尚且用葡萄树来做代表。
This morning we'll use the grapevine as an example.
我刚才说撒旦引诱亚当夏娃，他说你们自己可以像神一样。
And I just mentioned Satan tempted Adam and Eve that you can be like God.
罪就进到我们的心里面。
And sin entered into man.
我们说到我们从此就是跟神独立的。
A man has been opposing God ever since.
我们是与神对立的另外一棵树上的枝子。
We become the branches on the other tree.
在罗马书第十一章，保罗说：“你是从那天生的野橄榄上砍下来的，尚且立着信，得接在好橄榄上。”
Romans 11:24 says, "For if you were cut out of the olive tree, which is wild by nature, and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree."
哦，这里说到一个接枝的工作。
Here it talks about a work of grafting.
我们从前是属于那个野橄榄树。
We used to belong to that wild olive tree.
现在神把我们从那个树上砍下来，把我们接在一个好的树上。
But God cut us off from that tree and grafted us onto this good olive tree.
当我们接受主耶稣的时候，
When we receive the Lord Jesus,
圣灵重生了我们。
We were born again by the Holy Spirit.
神就将我们像一个枝子一样的接枝在这个好的葡萄树上。
God grafted us onto the good vine like a branch.
没有一个枝子可以同时属于两个树的。
Not one branch can belong to two trees.
从此以后，我们就成为这个好葡萄树上的一个枝子。
From then on, we became a branch on the good vine.
我不知道你们有没有接枝的经验。
I don't know if you have the experience of grafting.
你对接枝有多大的信心？
How confident you are when you graft.
以往我听说过有人这样做。
In the past, I've only heard of it.
但是我自己从来没有试过。
I never tried it myself.
我们教会后面种了一棵小小的柿子树。
There's a small persimmon tree in the back of the church.
上周我们发现这个小柿子树有断了两根小小的枝子。
And last week we found two small branches snapped off from a tree.
小枝子其实没有什么了不起的。
Because they were small branches, they were not so important.
但是这两个小枝子上面结了一些小小的柿子。
But there are some small fruits on those branches.
哦，这是我们第一次看到它结柿子。
Those are the first fruits.
哦，实在很可惜。
And that would be pitiful.
所以我们就想试试看，把这两根枝子接回这个树上。
So we tried to graft those two branches back to the tree.
这是我们第一次做。
This is our first experience.
我可以给你们看一个照片。
Let's take a look at the picture.
好像看起来是活了。
It looks alive.
哦，这是三天后的照的照片。
That's a third day after it was grafted.
啊，这是这个本来断的枝子又回到这个柿子树上了，成为它一个活的枝子。
The broken branches return to the tree and become alive.
什么树就结什么果子。
The tree determines the fruit.
枝子的功用，它跟的价值在于它会结果子。
The function and the value of the branch is in the fruit.
什么是结果子呢？
What does it mean to bear fruit?
我们常说传福音带人得救是结果子。
We often say that preaching the gospel and bringing people to Christ is bearing fruit.
这只是极小的一部分。
Well, that is just a small part of it.
一棵树它那个成熟的时候自然就会结果子。
When the tree is mature, naturally it bears fruits.
果子的意义就是彰显树的生命。
The meaning of the fruit is manifesting the life of the tree.
我们说好树就结好果子。
We say that a good tree will bear good fruits.
在我们家后院有一块非常小非常窄小的地。
In our backyard, there's a very small space.
我可以给你们看一下那个地非常的小。
You can take a look at it.
对，那个，但是却种了三种不同的柠檬树。
But we planted three different kinds of lemon trees.
还加上一棵橘子树。
And plus one orange tree.
啊，所以我们可以知道它的树叶全部像那个全部挤在一起。
You can see how crowded the leaves are.
我平常我们都不知道哪一个树叶是哪一个是柠檬，哪一个是橘子。
Usually we can't tell which one has what kind of fruit.
直到它结果子的时候。
Until they bear fruit.
我们就知道这个是橘子，那个是柠檬，是哪一种柠檬，分得清清楚楚。
We're able to tell, distinguish the orange from the lemon and what kind of lemon.
什么树结什么果子是自然的结果。
So what kind of tree bears what kind of fruit? That is natural.
我们再回到我们是一根被接到好葡萄树上的枝子，这个事实。
And let's come back to the fact that we are a branch grafted onto a good vine.
当我们被接到好葡萄，假设我们是那个枝子被接到好葡萄树上。
Assume that we are that branch that was grafted onto the good vine.
你们想那个枝子会不会天天在想，我现在是要结好葡萄呢，还是坏葡萄呢？
Do you think the branch will wonder, am I going to bear good fruit or bad fruit?
没有一个枝子会这样的。
Not one branch would think that way.
这不是枝子的责任。
That is not the branch's job.
这是树的责任。
That is the vine's job.
我们一旦成为好葡萄树上的一个枝子。
Once we become a branch of the good vine,
好葡萄树就有责任，它供应所有这个所有的枝子能够结好果子。
The good vine is responsible for supplying all these branches need to bear good fruit.
这是我们需要用信心来接受的。
We need to receive that in faith.
我们用信心来接受神的话。
Receive God's word by faith.
我们都因着简单的相信，我们得到个新的生命。
We all received a new life by a simple faith.
我们能够跟神连接在一起。
That we can connect with the Lord.
我们就成为神的儿女。
We have become children of God.
但这个新的生命要继续成长。
But this new life must continue to grow.
我们必须还要继续在信心的原则里面。
We need to remain in the principle of faith.
生命是在信心中成长的。
Life grows in our faith.
神已经将我们接到这个真的葡萄树上。
God has grafted us into the true vine.
我们已经是葡萄树上的一个枝子。
We are already a branch of this vine.
这是主耶稣告诉我们的。
This is what the Lord Jesus told us.
不是我们可以感觉的。
It's not by our feelings.
我们的问题是我们常常喜欢靠感觉。
Our problem is that we often depend on our feelings.
我们感觉不到的时候，我们就信不来。
When we cannot feel it, we cannot believe it.
神的话是真理。
God's word is the truth.
远远超过我们的感觉。
Far surpassing our feelings.
我们看大自然界的枝子。
If we look at the branches in nature.
它就非常自自然然地依靠树来供应它的成长。
They naturally rely on the tree to supply all they need to grow.
但是我们却非常的复杂。
But we are mixed.
我们有个习惯性的，我们相信自己。
We are used to believing in ourselves.
我们也倚靠自己。
And we trust ourselves.
我们虽然已经接到葡萄树上。
Although we have been grafted onto this vine.
我们却还是很喜欢独立。
But we like to be independent.
还是很习惯 从自己的角度来想事情。
We like to look at things from our perspectives.
刚才我们的弟兄也说到，我们的天性还是很喜欢的，能够离开。
Our brother mentioned that our nature is to depart.
所以我们自己衡量，我们觉得我们不可能一直与神连接。
So we thought that we cannot possibly connect with the Lord.
我们不可能结出好果子来。
It's impossible for us to bear good fruit.
我们不可能像神。
It's impossible for us to be like God.
我们需要从大自然的树里面学一个简单的功课。
But we need to learn from the trees in nature a simple lesson.
简单的相信神的话。
Simply trust His word.
生命在信心中成长。
Life grows in our faith.
神既然这么说，他就要负这个责任。
Since God said so, He will be accountable for it.
一旦我们被接到这个好葡萄树上，他就不需要再挂虑自己有没有可能会成长，会结什么样的果子。
Once we're grafted onto this good vine, we don't need to worry about what kind of fruits we will bear.
葡萄树要负这个责任。
The vine is responsible for that.
葡萄树所有的一切都是为着叫枝子能够好好的成长。
All the vine has is for the branches to grow well.
葡萄树它一切都是为了帮助枝子能够结更好的果子。
Everything the vine has is to help the branches to bear fruits.
在哥林多前书第一章，他说到第三十节，他说：“你们得在基督里是本乎神。”
In 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, "For Of him who is God, you are in Christ."
神已经使我们在基督里了。
God has put us in Christ.
没有一个人能够靠自己的能力，靠自己的智慧，或者靠自己的行为，能和自己跟神产生任何的关系。
No one can make himself have any relationship with God by his own ability, wisdom, or good deeds.
全是神的恩典使我们能够在基督里。
It's all by God's grace that we are able to be in Christ.
恩典就是我们得到超过我们所该得到的。
Grace means we have received more than we can.
恩典是靠信心来维持的。
And life, the life of grace is maintained by faith.
神已经使我在基督里了。
God has put us in Christ.
这样的一个相信对基督徒的生命来讲非常非常的重要。
And this faith is very important to a Christian.
一个人只能够住在一个地方。
A person can only dwell in one place.
哦，所以我们必须要非常坚定的相信我是在基督里了。
So we must firmly believe that I am in Christ.
神已经使我成为葡萄树上的一个枝子了。
God has made me a branch on his vine.
哦，不是我要等到很属灵的时候才能做一个枝子。
Not that I'll wait till I'm very spiritual, then I can be a good vine, a good branch.
我们只是要学习怎么做葡萄树上的枝子。
We just need to learn to be a branch on the vine.
约翰福音第十五章第一节又告诉我们，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
John 15:1 tells us, I am the true vine and my father is the vine dresser.
不是我们能够使自己成长。
We cannot make ourselves grow.
天父是那个栽培的人。
But our heavenly father is the vine dresser.
葡萄树上有许许多多的枝子。
There are many branches on this vine.
每一个枝子它都是从主干里面出来的。
And every branch grows from the main trunk.
上次我们看到那个照片，开始的时候都是一个小小的绿点而已。
Last time we saw the picture, in the beginning, it was just a very small green dots.
每一年春天我们都可以看到树上有好多好多小的绿点出现。
Every spring we can see those small green dots appear on the tree.
经过一段时间，有的枝子已经变成非常粗壮的那个比较强壮的枝子了。
In time, some of them are stronger.
哦，它可以支撑更多许多细小的枝子。
And they can sustain more small branches.
那不管是一个小小的绿点，或是一个非常粗的这个枝子。
Whether it was just a small green dot or a very strong branch.
每一天，它所有的枝子都从同样的树里面得到供应。
Every day, every one of them receives supply from the vine.
每一个枝子都需要从这个主干里面得到它所有的需要。
Every branch needs to receive the nutrition from the vine.
所以枝子不需要看我自己有多么的细小。
So the branch doesn't need to look at how small he himself is.
枝子要相信那个支撑这棵树有多么的强壮。
The branch just need to believe that how strong the vine is.
我父是栽培的人。
My father is the vine dresser.
神是那个栽培葡萄树的人。
God is the vine dresser.
是神要使这个葡萄树强壮。
God is the one who makes it strong.
是神要使这个葡萄树结满了果子。
God is the one who makes this vine full of fruit.
神知道要怎么做。
God knows how to do it.
神也必定会做这件事。
And for sure, God will do it.
每一个枝子不需要忧虑。
Every branch does not need to worry.
虽然我们不知道。
Although we don't know.
但是我们要相信神知道。
But we need to trust that God knows.
每一年到了要开花的时候。
Every time when the fruit trees are to bloom,
我相信所有家里有果树的人都会面临这一类的问题。
I believe if you have fruit trees in your backyard, you're facing with this problem.
最近那个虫害特别的厉害。
The insect pests are very severe.
若是我们不注意，这一年就会没有收获。
If we are not paying attention, we will not have a harvest.
这个我们常常都在跟这个虫害打仗。
We're often fighting against the insects.
以我们教会的果树来讲，我们常常都晚一步。
For the trees in our church, we often one step too late.
我们看那个树叶都卷起来了，满了小虫，我们才发现哦，虫子来了。
We only see the insects after we see the leaves curled up.
哦，但是感谢主，圣经告诉我们，那看守我们的不打盹也不睡觉。
But thank the Lord, the Bible tells us, He who watches over us never slumber, never sleeps.
没有一个对葡萄树有害的事是神不知道的。
Now, one thing that's harmful to the branch is unknown by God.
也没有一个枝子需要单独的面对灾害。
And not one branch needs to face the disease by himself.
那看守我们的不打盹也不睡觉。
He who watches over us never slumber nor sleep.
我们只要像孩子一样的简单的相信。
We need to believe like a child.
我只有一个住处，我住在基督里面。
I only have one dwelling place, that is in Christ.
每一天我简单的相信。
Simply believe daily.
神知道怎样让我成长，怎样让我丰富。
God knows how to make me grow and make me abundant.
他也不打盹，他要看守我。
He does not slumber, he does not sleep. He watches over me.
神要看守我，让我住在基督里。
He will guard me so that I can abide in Christ.
住在基督里是那位爱我们的神向我们所发出的呼召。
This is the call of the God who loves us to abide in Him.
并不是个严厉的要求。
It is not a strict requirement.
你们在世上会有苦难，在我里有平安。
You will find suffering in the world, but in me you have peace.
我们永远是软弱的。
We are always weak.
离开主，我们什么都不能做。
We can do nothing apart from the Lord.
啊，我们看到一个枝子离开那个树，它几个小时之内都会枯干。
We see the branches apart from the vine in a few hours, they wither.
这时候我们的信心就像一根吸管一样的。
And our faith is like a straw.
我们插，那我们能够吸收到这个树里面无穷尽的生命。
That enables us to draw nutrients from this tree.
信心使我们的生命能够不断地被维持。
And our faith sustains us.
所以神将我们很感谢主，我们住在加州。
We thank the Lord we live in California.
加州有许许多多的果树。
There are many fruit trees in California.
我非常鼓励弟兄姐妹，常常有时间去看看果树。
I encourage you all to look at the fruit trees often.
我们从果树里面能够明白这些道理。
So from the fruit trees, we can learn more about these teachings.
最近我从整理果树当中学了许许多多，得到许多的鼓励。
I've been encouraged a lot by working on the fruit trees.
诗篇九十篇，摩西说：“从永远到永远，你是神。”
In Psalm 90, Moses said, "From everlasting to everlasting, you are God."
世世代代做我们的居所。
And He is our dwelling place from generation to generation.
永远到永远，世世代代，听起来好长的时间。
Everlasting and generations, that sounds like a very long period of time.
在这么长的时间里面，只有今天是属我们的。
In such a long period of time, only today is ours.
明天是属于神的。
Tomorrow belongs to God.
我们怎么过这一天太重要了。
It's so important how we spend today.
神要我们一天一天的过。
God wants us to live day by day.
不久前我们读到马太福音第六章，我们非常熟悉。他说：“不要为明天忧虑。”
Not long ago, we read in Matthew 6, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow."
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
For tomorrow will worry about its own things.
一天的难处一天当就可以了。
Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
我很喜欢这个英文说那明天自己去管明天。
I really like in English it says, let tomorrow worry about its own things.
那明天自己去负自己的责任。
Sufficient for the day is its own trouble.
我从小就很喜欢问一些 follow-up 的问题。
Since I was a child, I like to ask the follow-up questions.
我相信你们的孩子也一样。
I believe that work that also applies to your children.
故事讲完了，他有然后呢？然后呢
？After you told the story, they ask, and then.
我们总想知道明天呢。
We all want to know what about tomorrow.
我们是个非常渺小的人。
We are very minute.
主给我们一个 humble pie.
God gives us a humble pie.
主说你只有今天。
God says all you have is today.
不要去管明天。
Don't worry about tomorrow.
让明天自己管明天。
Let tomorrow worry about itself.
我们认真的过今天就好了。
Live today diligently.
如果我们认真的过今天。
If we live today diligently,
我们就必定，我们的明天就必定会更好。
Our tomorrow will be better.
只要我有今天。
As long as there is today,
我就拣选我要住在基督里。
I choose to live in Christ.
我们这样的信心，我们这样的拣选，使我们每一天更多的经历，我们看见神在我的周围。
If we live this way by faith, by our choice, we will experience more that God is with me.
也鼓励我们明天，我们更多的要来见，住在基督里。
And they'll encourage us to live more in Christ tomorrow.
我们知道当以色列人在旷野中行走的时候，神在神带领他们的路上，神每一天都降下玛拉来给他们。
When the Israelites were walking in the wilderness, God gave them every day manna.
当神降下玛拉来的时候，神也同时规定一个规矩，那他们怎么拾取玛拉。
To feed them, and when God sent down manna, he set the rules.
这个规矩听起来容易，但事实上不容易。
The rules sound simple, but they're not.
神说他这样的规定他们是要训练他们。
God said he made the commands to train them.
我大概觉得他有三个原则。
I think there's three principles.
第一个是每天清早要来捡玛拉。
First of all, pick up early in the morning every day.
第二个是每一家都要拾取当天需要的。
Secondly, each household picks up what is needed for the day.
第三个，如果我们捡了超过所需要，就必定会变坏。
Thirdly, do not pick up more than you need, because whatever you picked up will rot.
这是旧约里面神规定的原则。
And these are the principles God said in the Old Testament.
到了新约，我们就知道神就在训练以色列人不要为明天忧虑。
In the New Testament, we know that God's training Israelites to not worry about tomorrow.
今天要相信神。
Believe in God today.
清早起来，我们要来拣选玛拉。
Early in the morning, pick up manna.
这是我们今天需要的。
This is what we need today.
所以我们需要清早就起来。
We need to rise up early.
我最近在学习遵守玛拉的原则。
I've been learning the principle of manna.
所以每天一早的时候，我先不急着要做很多事。
So in the morning, I do not rush into doing anything.
所以当在一天开始，这个一天开始的时候，我先将我这一天带到神的面前。
In the beginning of the day, I bring the day before the Lord.
我虽然不知道今天要发生什么事。
Although I don't know what this day will happen,
但这一天我所需要的能力，我求主赐给我。
But I ask the Lord to grant me the strength for the day.
这一天我先肯定我是在基督里面开始。
Confess I start the day in the Lord.
这一天里面我相信我的天父是栽培的人。
Believe today God is the vine dresser.
所有今天要发生的事是我的父亲栽培的计划。
Everything that happened today is from the hand of him who is the vine dresser.
这一天里面我也要相信我的神是保守我的。
Today I trust that God is my keeper.
所有发生的事是主自己衡量过画了个界限。
Everything that happened, God himself drew the line, he measured it.
从神的创造来看，
From God's creation,
神说有晚上有早上。
God said there's evening and there's morning.
每一天都有晚上。
There's evening for every day.
但是也一定有早晨跟着晚上。
But there's a morning following.
这一天当中我很可能会失脚。
I may tremble in the day.
又回到我自己里面。
And return to myself.
照着我以前的习惯在那里劳苦愁烦。
And by habit, I worry and I labor.
我们会失去安息。
We may lose our peace.
就像黑夜临到一样。
Just like the night that comes.
但是白昼会跟着黑夜。
But the morning will follow.
每一个主同在的时候的安息。
Every peace, every rest followed by God's presence
吸引我们的心
draws our hearts.
当我们失去那个安息的时候
when we lose our rest,
我们就容易回头
it's easier for us to return.
神在这个神已经使我在基督里，这永远是我们住的地方。
God has made me in Christ, and this is forever our dwelling place.
所以刚才我们讲到说我们要常常的回头。
So I mentioned we need to return often.
有一天早上，这个我在后面走路的时候
，One morning when I was walking in the back,
我就想到最近跟你们交通到我的家里面遇到一些困难，困难的问题。
Before I, the challenges I faced recently,
我也想到这个社会中最近发生的事情
，and what happened in the society.
或者我们也知道最近这两天国际的局势非常的危险
，and the dangers of the international situation recently.
我想到这么多问题，我心里面很多的挂虑，很多的害怕。
When I thought of those problems, I was worried and I was afraid.
我们家要怎么办？我们教会要怎么办
？What do I do with my family? What do I do with the church?
但是我抬头一看，我看到这些果树。
But when I lift up my head and I saw the fruit trees.
圣灵就提醒我们，提醒我，神已经将我放在基督里了。
The Holy Spirit reminded me, God has put me in Christ.
他是真葡萄树，我是他真枝子。
He is the true vine, and I am the true branch.
枝子只要住在葡萄树里面就好了。
And the branch just needs to abide in the vine.
所有的缺乏，葡萄树都会供应。
All that we lack, the vine will provide.
我们不住在这些问题里面。
We do not dwell in our problems.
一旦我们离开葡萄树，没有个问题是我们可以解决的。
Once we leave the vine, we cannot solve any of our problems.
只要我们每一天住在葡萄树里面。
Every day we abide in the vine.
支取我们的所有的需要。
To draw everything that we need.
这是我们每一天住的地方。
This is our daily residence.
也是我们世世代代居住的地方。
And the residence for generations.
我们不住在这个世界里面。
We do not abide in the world.
最后我跟你们分享一段经文。
I would like to conclude with a passage.
这段经文最近很鼓励我。
And they have encouraged me recently.
在罗马书第八章。
In Romans 8.
第三十五节。
Verse 35.
他说谁能使我们与基督的爱隔绝呢
?Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?
难道是患难吗
?Shall tribulation
还是困苦吗
？Or distress，
是逼迫吗
？Or persecution，
是饥饿吗
？Or famine，
是赤身露体吗
？Or nakedness，
是危险吗
？Or danger，
是刀剑吗
？Or sword，
如经上所记，我们为你的缘故终日被杀，能看我们如同将宰的羊。
As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are accounted a sheep for the slaughter.
不错，这些事都在发生。
Yes, all those things are happening.
我很喜欢第三十七节。
I love verse 37.
然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loves us.
保罗跟摩西一样的。他住在至高者的隐秘处。
Paul is like Moses. He dwells in the secret place of the Most High.
他跟神同住。
He dwells with the Lord.
他在那里可以论到他所认识的神。
He can speak of the God he knows.
所以第三十八节他说：“因为我深信，无论是死是生，是天使是掌权的。”
Verse 38 says, "For I am convinced."That neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons,
是有人的，是现在的事，是将来的事。
Neither the present nor the future,
是高处的，是低处的。
Nor height nor depth,
是别的受造之物。
And or anything else in all creation,
都不能叫我们与基督的爱隔绝。
Will be able to separate us from the love of God,
这爱是在我们主耶稣基督里。
That is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
而我们就住在他的里面。
And we abide in him.
我们不住在这些环境里面。
We do not abide in our circumstances.
我们简简单单的枝子，像个枝子一样的，自自然然的支取基督的丰富。
Simply like a branch, naturally draw the abundance from Christ.
生命在神里面。
Life is in God.
能力在神里面。
And power is in God.
盼望也在神里面。
And hope is in God.
我们学习来在至高者的里面为我们自己建造一个房屋。
Let's learn to build our own dwelling place in the Most High.
不仅神让我们能够在基督里。
Not only can God make us to be in Christ.
我们为自己建造一个房屋。
We built our own abode.
我们可以在那里与神同住。
There we can dwell with the Lord.
我们就必定住在全能者的荫下。
Then we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
我们一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn together.
每一天
day by day.
我觉得这首歌是我们非常实际的每天住在主里面的经历。
I believe this is a very practical experience that we can practice to dwell in the Lord.
我们请赞美团队带我们来唱。
好，弟兄姐妹请起立。
Let us stand.
愿神给我们这样的信心。
May the Lord grant us this faith.
我们每天都住在基督里。
Day by day, we dwell in the Lord.
也让每一天的生活对我们都是有益处的。
So that every day is beneficial to us.
希望这首诗歌帮助我们。
May the hymn help us.
可能我们会失败。
We may fall sometimes.
但是感谢神，有早晨也有晚上。
But thanks be to God, there's evening, there's morning.
只要我们常与主同在。
As long as we abide with him,
相信主的爱常把我们来更新。
God's love will renew us.
我们一同来唱每一天。
Let us sing together day by day.
每一天说度过每一时刻，我获得力量胜过试炼，我心靠我天父智慧计划，无理由在忧虑兵荒面，他竟然只愿超一切度量，主日赐我他手所量的，忧或喜都显明他的慈爱，劳苦中仍住甘甜。每一天主自己与我相亲，每时刻赐下殷实怜悯，每重担主甘愿背负安慰，他名称为这世间难成，主保护他儿女如同珍宝，继承权只是命不少绝，你能力你像你日子一般，说只跑真可甘甜，每试炼都彰显救主恩主，我只要心心跑回应许，天安慰使我信心更坚定，你深深话语成我供应，
然接受，每件事随时光如随时去，我要与主永同在。
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你每一天都给我们一天新的更新。
Day by day, you renew us.
主，你让我们知道，主，你已经拣选我们，让我们已经住在你的里面。
And you let us know that we have chosen to abide in you.
并不是我们要挣扎如何去做到这个事情，而是你已经将我们放在你的里面。
We don't need to struggle to abide in you. You have already placed us in you.
主，让我们的己生命，我们更多将自己放下，不要从你的里面走出去。
Help us to lay down ourselves and to not depart from you.
主耶稣，求你让我们更深地与你连接，主，让我们也不断地吸收你一切的丰富。
Help us to connect with you deeper and continue to draw nutrients from you.
每一天我们都要生长。
We will grow daily.
每一天我们都要结果子。
We'll bear fruits daily.
主，求你真的来帮助我们成为一个丰富的人。
Lord, help us to be abundant.
我们现在祷告祈求，奉靠你的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.